Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. We hope that you're doing well. We're pleased to be able to bring another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh. We're thankful that you decided to join us today. Before we get to this week's episode, I'd like to remind you that if you like what you hear, please, please, please go to Apple Podcasts or rate our podcast and leave us a comment or two. In addition to Apple Podcasts, the podcast is now available on Google Play, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and CastBox, with more outlets to come in the future. You can also connect with us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at ICBW Podcast. That's at ICBW Podcast. Be sure to like, comment, follow, subscribe. You can also check us out on our website at ICBWPodcast.com. That is ICBWPodcast.com. And check this out. We're still picking random listeners for the rest of 2018. You have this week left, or is it next week? Next week left before we stop giving away prize packs. So you have just a few more days left. But what we're doing is we're picking random listeners who leave comments and rate us on Apple Podcasts or connect with us on our social media platforms and share our content. The winners will get a prize pack that includes one of our t-shirts and some other merchandise that I know you're going to love, because I will not give you shit that you cannot use. Man, we've given away so many t-shirts, prize packs, man. I mean, you know, I appreciate everybody that has stepped up to the plate and shared our content and brought awareness to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. It's been a slow process, but it's been a lot faster than what I thought that I thought it would be. And we appreciate everybody who's sent us a picture, you know, repping the brand and the show. I hope you enjoy the merchandise that we've sent out. We got a lot of great feedback on it. And, you know, it's just a small token of our appreciation for being an interactive listener, continued supporter, and helping us spread, you know, what we feel like is an important show, even though it's fun for us and it's an escape for us. You know, we feel like that we're making a really good contribution to the community, and we appreciate everybody's support. Now, without further delay, let's get this shit rolling, man. I'd like to introduce my partner, man, who is a connoisseur of all things cultural. He's my partner. Podcast crime. Reg, what's the deal, player?
Fresh, I hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you, brother. What's happening?
Man, hey, look, been at the post office, man, sending out all these damn prize packs for the end of the year, man, trying to get these t-shirts on people's backs and stuff, man, you know, and sending out the last few books and...
That's cool.
And you know, CDs that I have that I've been including in some of the prize packs and everything for people that I bought some shit from.
Yes, it's been a lot of people hitting you up, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's been quite a few. Like I said, I'm almost out of merchandise, man, that I bought personally from people that were trying to do the thing, whether it be authors or musicians and things like that. Paid for the t-shirts myself, obviously, and really just trying to get stuff out there to show our appreciation for the listeners, man. You know, we're coming up on the end of the year here, and we appreciate everybody, man. And we will have a kind of like a best of episode coming up pretty soon, probably starting off the new year or whatnot, or maybe the second episode of the new year. You know, we love all the listeners, even the people that don't 100% agree with everything that we say. You know, that's what makes the world go round, man. You know, we're not, our existence is not edified by whether or not people agree or not. You know, we're grown as men. So we understand that what we say is not necessarily law in somebody else's eyes, but we appreciate the interaction nonetheless, because we're mature enough to understand that you can't have peace without quote unquote war sometimes. So.
I was about to say, hence the name. Could be wrong, but I doubt it.
So, you motherfuckers are still wrong. You still wrong, but yeah. But you know, we want you to disagree. But now, I mean, all joking aside, man. I mean, we really appreciate everybody. We can't say it enough. I mean, it's gotten to a point, man, where I spend a good part of my day responding to texts, and you know, interacting with people, and it really takes up a really good part of my day. And, you know, trying to be a, you know, trying to be a graduate student, trying to be a, you know, full-time dad, and, you know, full-time, you know, worker as well. I mean, it gets a little bit taxing sometimes, but man, I really appreciate it. And it's not a labor for me at all. It's something I truly enjoy. The interaction with all of our listeners, the appreciation that you guys show for some of the topics that we put forth, man, the simple fact that you guys are filling us on a lot of different things that we talk about, man, that's something that's a gift. Because I mean, there's a, you know, a lot of shows out there that don't really meet, you know, what your listening desires are. And for people to really fuck with you like that, man, I mean, that's truly a blessing. We appreciate it. I can't say it enough that we truly, truly thank you. So,
And shout out to New York, who represents very well, man.
I mean, I don't get it, man, because I do not know a soul in, well, no, I take that back. I do know two people that live in Harlem.
Okay.
But damn, they're not listening that much.
Yeah, I got a cousin up there in Manhattan.
They're not listening that much. I mean,
right. In London, I saw London on the list.
We appreciate it, man. Over 20% of our listenership is coming out of the Big Apple, man. And, you know, whoever you are, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you. We love all the listeners, man. You know, even the, even the racists who are listening on the low, because, you know,
you got some trolls.
We'll call them COINTELPRO.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? we know what the deal is. But like I said, man, hey, you know, we got a, you know, I would just respect you more if you just interact with us, you know, on the level in which you're at, you know, I mean, but that's just what it is. You know, cowards are always going to be cowards. So, but anyway, man, we're going to go ahead and get into our show today, man. And we wanted to approach a topic, man, that has been, that's kind of addressed in a lot of different ways. And I'm not really sure of how I should get us going on this, man, because, you know, we want to talk about the ways that, well, first off, let me kind of back up a little bit. I mentioned on a previous show, I think it may have been a Hot Button show, or maybe a Here's What We Think About You show, I'm not really sure, but I remember saying that one of the most important things that we could do as Black people is manage the relationships between Black men and Black women.
Yes, you said that.
Improve that communication and so on and so forth. To me, it still remains the number one task that we need to attack and master. 1A would be circulating our dollar through our own community proficiently without it escaping so quickly from our community. Would you agree?
Yes, I personally would reverse it.
You reverse
A,
it? Okay.
A and B. Yes.
But without 1A,
but without B, 1A,
you know, without 1A, we don't have a strong enough family base to be able to have a foundation where we can teach the lessons.
I agree. So they go hand in hand.
So 1A, 1B, 1B, 1A. But yeah, we're in concert on that. So we agree. But today, man, we wanted to talk about what we could do to actually not only improve the communication, but to kind of improve the whole landscape of the interactions between Black men and Black women. And, you know, before we get knee deep into it, man, I don't want people to misconstrue this as being a show where we're going to, you know, this ain't going to be a Black women ain't shit show. This ain't going to be a Black men ain't shit show. You know, so if we point out deficiencies of one sex or the other, don't take it as such. You know, don't take it as, oh, they shitting on this gender or that gender. Because true progress comes through critical examination. And I think that,
right.
I think that, you know, we're not emotionally intelligent enough in this day and age that, to be able to,
I was just about to say,
examine
right,
the
right.
things that we need to do. So we want to take a little bit of time today, man, to talk about some points that it's, I don't want to say it's going to be a high level overview, because, you know, we will delve into some subjects, but we want to talk about the things that are reachable by any man or any woman, regardless of their financial position or, you know, quote unquote, socioeconomic status, fame, fortune, whatever, however you want to put it. that these particular things will be reachable and be
right.
And you'll be able to implement them in your daily life, regardless of where you are in your life as an adult. So, so with that being said, man, we're going to go ahead and kick it off. And again, we're going to be talking about, you know, improving relations and improving relationships between Black men and Black women. You want to start off? You want me to start off, man?
Go ahead and start off, man.
First of all, man, I really think that, and people are going to, and I guarantee you, man, people are going to be thinking like, man, that's common motherfucking sense. But if common sense ain't that damn common. So that's why we need to keep talking about these particular things, because there are people that are missing the boat on these particular aspects of relationship management. So first of all, man, I think that the communication of expectations when you meet somebody, because at some point you have to lay down what your goals are when you're entering into a relationship, even if you're just having drinks with somebody, casually conversing with somebody, meeting up from time to time. You know, it's prudent and it's judicious to be able to try to either extract that information from the person that you feel like you're interested in, or to lay down the information that you feel like that they need for them to be able to make a decision of whether or not they want to be bothered with your ass or not.
Right.
You know, because, and I know I said this on the show, man, that might have been on the What's a Real Man show, which we've been getting
a lot of.
That's
like our first episode,
yes,
right?
First episode. Yeah. Still getting feedback on that, man. Wow. 6 months later. I mean, definitely. But to be able to tell a woman from a male perspective, to be able to communicate to a woman exactly what your intentions are without the least equivocation and without hesitation will garner you more respect than trying to be evasive and to try to be clandestine about your intentions.
So how not to be a player.
Exactly. How not to be a player. How not to be a player. You're exactly right. Because there is inevitably a phase where men and women, because I know a lot of women even joke about it. I had a whole phase. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I mean, you know, so there is a phase in life where you're not emotionally equipped to have a long-term relationship because you haven't fulfilled the desires that you have to be socially fruitful. for lack of a better term. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I mean, you know, and that comes at different levels for different people. You know, some people are just made to be in relationships, in committed relationships with people, or long-term relationships with people. Some people take longer to get to that particular point.
Right.
So I think that's why it's very important up front, especially from a male perspective, man, because, you know, I think that we're evasive and we're secretive about a lot of shit because of a point that you brought up. And I think it may have been in the first episode as well about women choose.
Yeah.
You know, so in the game where motherfuckers profess to be pimps, you know, where they say a pimp trying to get chose. I mean, we really out here trying to get chose, bro.
Right,
you
right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, so who's the pimp and who's the hoe, for real?
Exactly. And yeah, so role playing becomes an important part of relationship building within that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, it's funny you bring up the word pimp, and there's certain words and phrases that we use, especially in the Black community, you know, a Black culture, that really, if you think about it, is just more demeaning than you know, something that is constructive. And I think we should change the whole vernacular of going to your point of communication to make it constructive.
Right.
What is it that, you know, if we say, you know, hey, what up, pimp, you know, X, Y, and Z, we start to live and portray that of a pimp. Do we really want to pimp a woman? You know what I'm saying? And does a woman who's really on her shit that wants to inviting to a man and choose that man, does she want to really hear that from a guy that's really serious. Exactly. So it goes to your point of communication and being upfront.
Right.
I agree, but you have to have a certain seriousness right. in what how what words you choose to convey.
Right. Because you know I'm guilty as sin.
Oh, we all
you know,
are.
Because you know I even said it may have been the you know, it's one show, man, where I said, "What's up, pimpin'?" You know what I'm saying? And it's yeah. it's just a thing to where you know you adopt a certain vernacular and,
yeah.
and you switch it and you flip it, you know, regardless of the connotation of the words themselves. But when you're dealing with a woman and, you know, with them being as important to our lives, you know, and even though we're in a lot of motherfuckers are in straight denial about, and this is what's funny to me, man, a lot of motherfuckers are really in denial about how important women are in their lives in regards to their success, their stability, their emotional stability, their mental stability.
Right.
You know, I mean, motherfuckers don't want to talk about this shit. You see what I'm saying? They only want to think about this shit and talk yeah. about this shit after they fucked up enough and the woman actually leaves them. Then they realize that, damn, you know, a part of my whole foundation is gone now. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So
right.
and that's why I say communicating the expectations up front will solve a lot of those issues. And not only communicating those expectations, but living up to the expectations that you put forth. If you say, hey, look, I'm this type of dude. I like this. I do this. You're not going to ever have to want for this or need for this because I'm going to support you on this. I'm going to, you know, push you to be better on this. I'm going to, you know, be in your corner. I'm going to, you know, do whatever. That's good game. But
right.
you got to put up. You see what I'm saying? So I think that may be the second part of it.
Responsibility or something?
Yeah. And it's like the level of performance is going to vary from guy to guy because relationships are going to go, you know, they're different between whatever man and whatever woman. So those relationships are going to progress at whatever level that they progress at. But the foundation of the whole thing is going to be the same. It's like, man, when you're talking a lot of shit, you know, but are you just a player? Or are you really a dude just trying to have a relationship?
Yeah.
And the second part of that, man, and I talked about this and I can't remember which show it was. It may have been on the What's a Real Man episode too, where we were talking about, well, at least I said I wasn't against women being in long-term relationships without being married and things like that. And the reason why I said that, and I wanted to expand on it now, is because not everybody's ready for marriage, including women. You know, and this is the thing where men and the whole patriarch type society setup has the game fucked up. They've made marriage a point of self-actualization for women. They've tried to make it that way. You're like, you know, you want to get married and have a family and be this and be that.
Right.
Instead of saying you can be as successful as any man on the planet. You see what right. I'm saying? I mean, we've been brought up that way, you know, for better, for worse. That's the way that society is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, that's just the society that we're living in, and we're trying to combat it. You know, there are movements out there that are trying to, you know, change the way that people think, try to change the perceptions that ultimately change the behavior. So, right. But that's why I say that I don't have a problem with a woman being in a long-term relationship with a man. If it's mutually satisfying for her, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if the man is satisfied, if she's getting the same satisfaction, then it's up to her. That's her choice to whether or not she wants to stay or whether she can go. And it's, you know, the man has a choice of whether or not he wants to continue as well. But to think that, you know, there's some type of commitment phobia and that women have to pressure men to be married and things like that. You know, I read this meme, man, and it's still in my mind, man, where it says, women fuck who they want, men fuck who they can.
Wow.
And, you know, men,
that's about right.
And men marry who they want and women marry who they can.
Wow.
You know, but what I'm saying is this, which one has more power?
Yeah.
And the reason why I even bring that up is because women need to recognize that they still have the power. We're still trying to get chose.
Right.
It doesn't matter if the man says he wants to marry you or not. You know, you still control whether or not that man has sex or not.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, We some pretty simple motherfuckers.
Yeah, we simple.
Pretty simple motherfuckers. So, you know, without sex, it becomes a lot cloudier.
Oh yeah.
And you may force a guy to think
quite dismal, I would say. Yeah.
You know, it's but you, joy and pain, sunshine and rain.
You know?
So, you know, but I say that to say, or to intimate that the power that women have over the course of a relationship is not just limited to the amount of sexual activity, but when you combine that with what their deep desires are, what their deep needs are within the relationship, that's what deepens the communication, provided that a man is receptive of it. When we become locked in our mindset, and we shut off our receptors, if you will, and don't listen to those needs, that's where the communication starts to break down. Primarily because, and I go back to the patriarchy, is that we think of women in some instances as being more possessions and property, mm-hmm. than being equals and complements and, you know, and partners and, you know, and in the business of relationships, we don't look at them as equals.
Right.
Even though black women are out earning black men like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what I'm saying? It's just a whole mix up. So all that goes back to, not to interrupt you, man, but all that goes back to communicating the expectations up front. And expectations is a broad ass fucking word.
It's broad, man.
But I'm just saying, whatever you want to get out of that relationship, fellas, you cannot be deceptive about that. You're not a real dude. You're not a real man if you're deceptive about what you're trying to get out of your relationship. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I say the truest players are players that tell the truth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you got a girl,
that's what I was gonna say.
If you got a girl and you push up on another girl and you don't tell her that you got a girl, you ain't really a player.
Right. And
you're not really a player.
Yeah. It's funny you say that, because I call myself, back in the day, you know, in college, I'm thinking there's some level of playerism. What one of the things that I've done in those days, I'm thinking, if I wanted to push up on someone, or, you know, meet someone and I already had a girlfriend or what have you, I would be straight up. I'd say, you know what? I have a lady. I got a girl. And just play from there. And right. In other words, I'm being honest up front. For me, it allowed me to feel comfort. Usually when you carry a fallacy, you know, if you're walking around in falsehood, it becomes a burden regardless. I don't care who you are, in some form or fashion. And so
basically you're saying your lies catch up to you eventually.
Yep. Your lies will catch up.
Right.
So
right.
In other words, you know, if I'm seeing somebody or whatever, and then I go on to meet someone else, for an example, and I tell her, hey, I am dating. Let's just say two people out meeting and they have, you know, a first date. If you know you already dating, brother, you know, other women, just tell the young lady. Don't act like, this goes back to your deception thing.
Right.
It's not going to pay off for you. You know, it's not going to work for you. But more so, be truthful with yourself first.
Right, right.
Man or woman, just right. Be truthful.
Because it's like, you know if you're a real player or not.
Yeah.
You can't be a true player for real.
Or just,
If you are not looking yourself in the mirror and be like, you know what? I got to lie to keep her,
I gotta be somebody else.
I gotta be somebody else.
I gotta act like I have. I gotta act material like
I got what I don't have. You're not a player.
I don't like cats like that. I don't like women like that.
Me
who pretend
man.
Like they have things that
the
they
pretense.
Don't.
Right.
Right. Pretentiousness. And you know, I think certain cities you go to, they
DC.
Have reputations.
I'm calling y'all out. DC.
DC. Atlanta's. Atlanta's get like that.
Y'all some shallow motherfuckers in DC, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot of. It's like, girl, you live where? I mean, you know, right. Like, come on.
Yeah, but you know what though, man? It's the funny thing that what you're saying is absolutely so true, because, you know, we have this this fallacy that plays over in our minds in some instances where, you know, you got to fake it till you make it.
Right.
Or, you know, the pretense is just unreal. And again, like I said, you're not a player if you think that that is what's supposed to get you by, you know. But also, you're delusional if you think that the woman that you're trying to get at is not a player. You know, women are some real players, bro, and you'll never even know it.
Yeah,
and it's not an and before the text line rings, 704-946-6060 if you don't have it, before it starts buzzing, it's not an indictment on women. Women should be able to play dudes just like dudes play women. It's fair game. But speaking to men specifically, dude, you are fucking delusional if you don't think that a woman doesn't have dudes shooting shots from half court trying to get at her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's motherfuckers lined up like they in a 3-point contest All-Star weekend.
That's how you, dumb you know we can be.
And what I'm saying is this. You know, you got, you know, I'll just say this. My inbox is relatively active. People trying to shoot shots. You know what I'm saying? Ladies trying to shoot shots. I mean, it's pretty active. But I always assume that if I get 6 inboxes in a day, that the woman that's inboxing me is probably getting 20.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that I just feel like that's the case, because it's more women out there. Men have more options, and they that's out right. there like, dude, they out there pulling up half court.
Yep.
Trying to hit
Steph Curry.
That's what I'm saying. Trying to shoot the red, white, and blue money ball. You know what I'm saying? They trying to shoot. And I'm just saying, so if you're acting like you're a player, and this is about communication. So if you are coming across like every other dude that she's trying to, you know, that she's engaged in conversation with, you're a clown. Because the one person that comes at her with some authenticity, instead of saying, yeah, I got this and I got that, and this, if a dude hits her back and be like, yeah, I'd love to chat with you, but I got to get up at 5 in the morning because I got a shift at the post office.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The dude that's going to be the most authentic is the one that's going to stand out. Now, I know a lot of people are going to disagree with that, but to me, that's what it is. You know, you disagree or you agree?
Now, what about... No, I mean, I think, you know, being forthright and, you know, just sort of straightforward, be comfortable in your own skin.
Right, right.
And respect the fact, you know, and at the same time, using your example, I'm thinking, let's say if somebody, let's say two professional, quote, professional individuals meet for dinner, first time or whatever, first conversation, and she may... This is a scenario. She may want, people can typically gauge how much money you make based on where you work, right? What your title is. So man, if you work a third shift job.
Right. They try to do that.
You got to wake up
all the time, bro.
Yeah. You got to.
It should be all the time.
Hey, you know, hey, I got to leave at 11. I go in at 1 a.m. for an example. She, you know, it's like, I don't know. You know, he may be blue collar or whatever.
Right.
All right. So check this out. If at that point, if that does not meet your personal criteria,
it is what it is.
He may be a great guy, a great catch or whatever, maybe a perfect gentleman for you, supporter of you. But if you know for you at this moment that you are looking maybe for someone, it's just like somebody who says, I thought he would have been taller.
Mm-hmm.
Or, he's bald. I want a guy with some hair. I mean, anything. It comes down to preference. Be honest with yourself about what you like and let that flow. I mean, if a woman doesn't really want to, again, you know, like I say, women choose it. If she doesn't really want to check with you, you're not going to hear back from her. But some women and men feel obligated that, hey, you know what? It was a nice guy. Let me give him a shot. That girlfriends might say, girl, it don't matter if he's, you know, if he live over here, you know, across the tracks, or if you said that the date went well, you know. So you get a lot of people from, you know, your fan, you know, your fanfare would get to you.
Right.
But you got to know for you.
You got to know for you exactly what you're,
you gotta
what
know you're for
trying
you.
To bring into your life.
Right.
But let me tell you about my thing. I don't communicate with chicks that got filters.
You know what's that mean?
You a catfishing me, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you got a filter on your photo, man, you try to inbox me, I'm blocking your shot.
Oh, you know okay.
I mean, it's like, because I'm grown enough to know, man, that the hair rollers and no makeup in the bottom of your head is a lot more frequent than you coming out looking like you're a glamour superstar. So
right.
That just comes with age, though, man. I'm just like, so you got a filter on. That shit don't impress me.
But let me ask you something, though. What about, and I think what men, I mean, well, we may get stuck. Is if we want to take the easy route. And so the show is about improving relationships, and usually improving relationships or communications between men and women may come at to the point where you have to be challenged. So sometimes men may say, oh, you know what? She seemed like a little dingy, or she seems very naive about something. I think I can really play her or trick her into the bedroom, trying to get, you know, some benefits.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, but that's not, I mean, pardon my French. I'll gladly throw my $10 in the nigga jar, but that's nigga shit though. You know, that's not real man shit.
All right.
You know, if we're trying to coax people into working on the communication between black men and black women. And this kind of goes to my next subject matter. The next subject is the choices that we make and whether or not those choices are wise enough when it comes to choosing the particular person. I mean, yeah, you might be able to get some ass because maybe somebody's naive or, you know, and they think that, you know, that sex really means something, in the long term to you. You know, you see what I'm saying? I mean, you know,
right.
So, you know, sometimes if you're young and naive and you're not really wise to the ways of the world, man, I mean, you get caught up in the physical, thinking that the physical is a seed that is planted that people actually want to nurture and make grow. You know, niggas ain't worried about that shit. They just trying to get the ass. Men will be a little bit more receptive and thoughtful to the fact that you're, you know, trying to give your body to him. So it's a difference between being a nigga and a man at that particular point. You know what I'm saying? Or as one guy put it that I listened to on a podcast before, he was like, it's difference between being, you know, a man and a boy in a man's body. You know, you have to choose. And first, let me talk to the women first. First, you know, and I've espoused upon this 100 times. And it is okay to have standards. It's okay to say that a dude is not good enough for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, it is perfectly okay for a woman to say, you have not shown yourself to be worthy of my time. That is the most gangster shit that you can say. And it is the most helpful shit that you can say as a woman.
Women say that.
You know what I'm saying?
Women say that.
I'm just saying, yeah. and they need to keep it up because it is horribly, horribly, and tragically expensive in terms of your emotional currency and sometimes your actual currency if you're dealing with dudes that are not on your level.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Because, I mean, and it's not to say that every dude that is successful or has made a decent way for himself has the wherewithal to be able to have a conversation about politics or about, you know, religious theory or about, you know, world affairs or just about your favorite TV show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not to say that money and success begets any type of refinement. But more often than not, it does.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because you have to move in circles and move in ways that constantly challenge you to improve and to get to a level where you're able to stay afloat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's relatively easy to get there if you go through college and you do your thing. It's easy to get there, but it's harder to matriculate higher.
Yeah, and maintain
that.
Yeah.
So normally, and like I said, it doesn't necessarily money doesn't necessarily beget refinement, but it usually does.
Right.
You play the fucking odds because that's just the culture that we live in.
That's what we live in.
That's what we live in. So women keep choosing wisely. And I'm not saying choose only the man that is refined and well off. What I'm saying is choose wisely as it pertains to how it fits within your personal space, within your life, within your emotional bandwidth, because that's important. Sometimes you just can't put up with a motherfucker that ain't doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have an obligation to waste your fucking emotional time on somebody that doesn't want to do right, that doesn't have the right spending habits, that doesn't have the right saving habits, that's not responsible when it comes to taking care of his kids, is not responsible when it comes to taking care of his simple shit like utilities or washing his ass or whatever the case may be. You are under no obligation to put up with that dumb shit.
And vice versa.
Man. I mean, and I'm getting to
vice
that.
Vice versa.
I'm getting to that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, you're under no obligation to put up with any of that shit. You know, the motherfucker that's lying all the time, the motherfucker that doesn't keep commitments, that's late to everything, that tells you he's going to do something and never keeps his word. You know, I mean, you know, and that's whether he's rich or not so rich. It's like when a motherfucker can't keep his word.
Right.
That should be a red flag. You know what I'm saying? It's a red flag.
That's just basic politics between people.
Between people.
It's just trust, you know, trustworthiness. But just to piggyback off what you're saying, is a key word that you use was wise, to choose wisely and to use wisdom in your decision making. And I think wisdom also will allow a man or woman to once you're in a relationship, once you decided that, hey, you know, this is what I want, whether it leads to marriage or not, allow that person to be themselves, okay? Allow your partner the ability to grow and to really experience their own journey. It could be a spiritual journey they're on. Well, we're all on a spiritual journey, in my opinion, but whether or not the decisions they make in their career choices, they may have a nice, cushy, six-figure job, and then next year they say, I want to quit and do, you know, I want to do what's in my heart, whatever. And it may shake finances or whatever, but it goes back to the communication of, you know, did we talk about this, or how are we communicating your expectations, my expectations, and how do they match? But I did want to point out that wisdom also allows you to not just make prudent decisions that makes it easier on one person versus the other, but it also says, you know what, I can also release and let go and let this person become the flower, you know what I'm saying, the blossom into what they maybe what they're destined to be.
Yeah, that's a deeper level of choice, though. You know, that's kind of like, I'm talking about more, I mean, because what you're saying is 100% correct. I don't want you to think I'm disagreeing with you, but what I'm talking about is the initial level before you even get to the, you know, to some of the shit that you're going to have to make concessions on, because nobody's perfect. And what you're talking about is saying, okay, we have developed a level of comfort.
And you were talking about responsibilities too. So
yeah,
I figured that is a level of comfort.
Right, right. Yeah. So, you know, we're talking about what concessions are you going to make once you're in a certain space with somebody. You know, right. So I think that kind of speaks to that. I mean, you're going to have to allow people to be who they are. How much of that can you accept?
That's,
you see what I'm saying?
That's, I mean, the whole thing.
Tolerance is a motherfucker. Bitch. And how much of yourself are you going to let go of, if any? You know, I'm all about compromise, but I'm still going to be me regardless. So, man, I guess when it all boils down to it, man, we just have to make choices that are going to be beneficial to not only you, but to the relationship as a whole. And I think that's what I was getting at, is when I was telling you that some of those are initial choices, and some of the stuff that you're talking about it are, you know, choices that need to be made within the relationship as it progresses. And obviously, you know, they're both important. you know, but they're at different levels of time and have different levels of consequence. Because as you get deeper into a relationship, there may be, you know, commingling of assets and a whole lot of other shit that we ain't
right. real life shit. Real life shit, man.
So, you know, that's why I was saying before that this may be kind of like a high level overview of some things that, you know, people can practically apply within a interpersonal relationship. And then some of it, you're going to have to just get down in there and figure this shit out. Once you either communicate your expectations or don't communicate your expectations and get yourself into a relationship where you haven't chosen wisely or you haven't chosen wisely.
Yeah.
So this is one of those things to where, you know, we can't talk about every single relationship, you know, situational relationship. So we're not going to even try to do that shit, but we wanted to talk about some things that can either get you off on the right foot or get you off on the wrong foot. And one of those things, you know, moving on to the next helpful hint, if you will, as to how to manage your relationship better or to improve communications or improve relationships between Black men and Black women. Being more discerning, man. And when I say being more discerning, man, recognize the motherfucking red flags and don't ignore them. Especially initially, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because a lot of women get themselves in situationships that aren't, you know, real relationships, but are a matter of a dude using you for some ass and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Dudes get caught up in this shit too.
Yeah.
But you need to be more discerning about, you know, if a brother can't talk to you for during a certain period of the day and it's not 8-5.
Yeah, you know, that's maturity though, you know, right?
I mean, it is, but I'm telling you, man,
varying levels.
Women fall for the okie doke every freaking day. They fall for the okie doke every freaking day. And so, you know, you've seen too many things. But like, oh, he was, you know, he was married and I didn't even know about it. And blah, 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 blah. But then you go back and you think like, well, you know, how could you have missed this? You know, he can't even talk to you after 8 o'clock. You know, I mean, you know, it's one of those things.
You see the patterns.
You see the patterns. You have to be more. You have to be. I don't want to call people dumb, man, or naive or shit like that. But
that's what it is.
But, you know, because some people and I would say this, man, I'm kind of in the boat of giving people the benefit of the doubt of being who they say that they are. You know what I'm saying? I kind of let you say who you are and watch who you are and then make my decision.
Right.
You know, so I'll listen and I'll believe exactly what you say until you show me different. So I think that may be other people's approach too.
Ain't nothing like observation, man.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But I mean, I'm telling you. Fellas, I'm going to let you know, man, these women got more game than what you think.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they looking and listening.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
when you don't think they are. But I find it, speaking of observation and discernment, when you're around your significant other, around certain groups and settings, that's when I find it to be very interesting and can grow. It's like, how are they around their best friends? How are they around my friends? How are they around their family versus my family and vice versa?
Right.
And if there's some consistency there, you know, I think that's right. Very telling.
It's very telling.
Yeah.
Because, and you know what's funny, man? I am consistent as fuck. And I can only speak for me, because it's like, I don't have the energy to be anybody else.
You don't, you know, now at your age, but 20 years ago, you probably had some tap shoes on.
No, 20 years ago, man, I've been pretty fucking consistent. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. I mean,
because my thing is, it's like, either I fuck with you or I don't.
That's good. And if
I don't fuck with you, it's on my face. It's in my speech. It's in my manner of communicating with you. You have no question as to whether or not I fuck with you or not. That's kind of where I leave it. Because, you know, I mean, I'm all about, you know, cordiality and things like that. And not just, you know, just setting shit off just for the simple fact you don't like somebody. I'm not like that, but it's like, if I don't have two words for you, it's because I really just don't fuck with you, you know. And it's more often than and I treat men and women the same way.
Yeah.
And it's more often than not is because I've seen something in you saw something that didn't match up with the behavior pattern. And it's just like, I don't have the energy for that shit.
That's good. You
know, and I just don't have it. And, you know, I think it's unfortunate and sometimes tragic where women get caught up in, you know, I wish I knew why, man. I think I got the answer, and I'll talk about that as we wrap it up. But I just find it really, really jacked up where men and mostly women, but sometimes men get caught up in a situation where they are totally out of control, where somebody that is absolutely no good for them, no benefit to them, and is not an asset to them in any way, governs their life from a position of power. That's tragic to me.
Right.
When you have a level of, I don't want to say, well, hell, fuck it, I'm just going to say it. I don't know if it's a lack of self-esteem or if it's a lack of teaching from the home, or is it
a lack
of life experience, is, you know, learned behavior pattern, environmental factors that may contribute to you.
Right.
You know, letting men run over you or women run over you. You know what I'm saying? I hate to see that shit, man, because you know, I've lived through a situation like that, man, where somebody literally ran over me. You know what I'm saying? I've lived through a situation like that when I was much younger. But it was because I didn't have the male presence,
right,
to show me how things should be. You know, I took my cues from the women that were in my life, and all I saw was them getting whatever the fuck they wanted to get. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, that didn't bode well for me, you know, in my earlier years.
And, you know, it's not by accident that there is a war to remove the black man out of the household for a lot of those reasons.
You still think that's the case, man? I know that, you know, we talk about the institutional welfare and so on and so forth, and you know, government dependency or whatever, however the fuck you want to categorize it. Do you still think that is the case?
If you want to destroy the black family, you remove the man. That's why, you know, incarceration is so high. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, but black men are being killed in various ways.
On the flip side, though, we marry more and stay married longer. I mean, that's, I don't
you sure about that?
Pretty damn sure.
Okay. It's less of
us getting married because we're less populous. But I mean, percentage wise, you know, when you look at the ratios, I mean, black men marry black women, dude. You know, and that's the whole thing that, you know, where we get shit fucked up, where people say, oh yeah, you know, black men are choosing other women and shit like that. I mean, you know, man, black men marry the fuck out of black women.
Yeah,
we overwhelmingly stay married to them longer than what the averages are.
Most cultures, you know, or races marry within their race more so than outside of their race. So that's.
But I'm just saying there is a narrative. There, along with the narrative that you're speaking of, there is a narrative out there that is trying to push the fact that.
Yeah, I agree with that. But
successful, especially successful black men.
But would you disagree?
Race more.
Would you disagree that there is a war against removing black men from the family? I mean,
I'm going to say this only because I understand the numerous institutions that contribute to the black man disappearing from the face of the fucking earth. I will agree with you on that. You know, That's all I can say. Yes, I agree. If I just had to, yeah, you're right. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, you can debate the nuances and each individual white supremacist institution that removes us, whether it be mass incarceration, police brutality, the welfare system.
It gives them a chance to.
You know, I mean, I get what you're saying, dog. I get what you're saying. You know, I get what you're saying. But again, the only point of contention that I would have is the fact that at the end of the day, black men still have the opportunity to choose from numerous black women as to whether or not they want to be with them and build a home with them.
Oh, certainly.
You know, so it's kind of like, yeah, there are those things that put the targets on our backs, and there are the pitfalls and the traps and the, you know, and the snares that that encapsulate us and remove us from our own natural plight of greatness that hinder us from becoming what we need to become. Environmental factors that go back generations and so on and so forth. I mean, I get that. I'm there with you. You know, we understand that. But I'm just talking about when a capable Black man and a capable Black woman are in an interactive relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, when they both understand what the plights are, when I know what a woman is going through, when the woman knows what I'm going through, when the rubber meets the road and we are looking for companionship in earnest. That's the situation that I'm talking about, where we need to communicate our expectations. We need to choose wisely.
Gotcha.
We need to be more discerning and recognize the red flags in that particular person, not ignore the red flags. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the playing field being level for a man and a woman that is operating, man and a woman that are both operating in earnest without any of the bullshit. You see okay. what I'm saying? Okay. And I'm saying, you know, is that man in his right mind? Okay, yes. Is this woman in her right mind? Then yes. Are they mature enough to handle a relationship? Yes. You know okay. what I'm saying? Are they able to take care of themselves if they're not together? Yes. Because I really feel like that. And that's another thing, man. When you talk about, and I know we talked about choosing wisely based on financial wherewithal, financial status, socioeconomic status, whatever the case may be. If you can't stand by yourself, I can't fuck with you. Because if I marry you and I die, I got to know that you're going to be able to move on. Or if I'm incapacitated or anyway, or if you're incapacitated in any way and we're married or something like that.
How will you know? At what point would you know if she could not stand on her own? Is this after a certain period of time?
You're going to know before you make that commitment. I'm talking about long-term commitments such as marriage.
Right.
You're going to know. You should know the ins and outs.
Early? You saying at the beginning? Or
no, I'm talking about...
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe later on down the line. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's going to be... Well, I guess what I'm saying is as a relationship progresses, if I find out that you're not really capable of providing for yourself, I got enough motherfucking bills.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. And we're talking about being discerning in regards to red flags. If you constantly can't pay your bills, if you constantly are making bad decisions with your money, if you're constantly, you know, short on your rent and you're not trying to hustle to pull the shit together, then, you know, I mean, that's a red flag to me, because that means I am more of a safety net for you, which is okay to a degree. But
that's a yin yang.
I don't want to be your. I'd rather be your break in case you break glass in case of emergency, rather than, you know, me helping you out every single month. I'm not taking that shit on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not taking that shit on, and I wouldn't want any woman to take that shit on either. It's like, yeah, you might have the best man in the world, but if he can't take care of himself, how the fuck he gonna take care of you?
True.
You know what I'm saying? If you fuck around and you break your leg and you out of work for 8 weeks.
What if he needs her at a certain, you know,
shit happens. I'm talking about is that discerning.
Yeah, I know.
Meaning check the red flags. You know,
but
don't ignore the red flag.
But in that scenario, what if you have the strength, but she doesn't? That, like, that's one of your key strengths. That's one of her key weaknesses.
Yeah, that's she got a motherfucking problem. I need to be finding.
But you got weaknesses here too.
I got weaknesses, but
she might say the same thing.
But taking care of myself.
But that's just one of them. Okay,
yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, bro, did you even hear what we talked about 50 minutes ago? We were talking about choosing wisely. Choosing wisely is all about choosing somebody that is going to compliment you, not be dependent on you, and vice versa. It's like, why the fuck would I take on more bills?
I know, but what I'm saying is, what, let's say 10 years into marriage, for an example.
That's totally different. That's totally different.
But
because that's at what level,
and you said once you're sort of rolling, you're into it.
That's damn near a contractual obligation. You know what I'm saying? Because at that point, it's like if you don't pick up the slack, everybody's gonna suffer. All I'm talking about is that before you get down that road, before you get too far down the road to where you're saying I do, don't ignore the red flags of somebody not being able to put food on their own table. Don't ignore the sign of somebody always missing a bill. You know, and, I mean, and it's hard out here for everybody. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, and I'm not disparaging anybody that may be struggling and shit. Hell, I've struggled at times.
Hell yeah.
I mean, so, I mean, I'm not disparaging that, but what I'm saying is this. That's not how you start off a relationship.
I agree.
Because I don't initially have enough trust in you to pay your fucking phone bill when I'm first dating you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
That's the only thing that I'm saying.
I was into it. I was into the relationship.
If I'm a year with you, if I'm in a year and you're like, man, you know, I had to put tires on my car. You know, my air conditioner broke. A whole lot of shit happened. I'm a little short. Can you help me with this? Of course I got you. You know what I'm saying? But if you are constantly not being able to manage your life, if you're overspending.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying.
I'm telling you, people get into them situations all the time because of the things that we talked about before about communicating expectations and falling for the okie doke, falling for the shine instead of the substance. You see what I'm saying? I mean, these are questions and shit that you need to answer and delve into people's not only you know their lifestyle but their psyche, because somebody being broke all the time may not even be indicative of the money that they make. It might be indicative of the money that they spend.
Right.
Those are really serious questions, dude. Now, like I said, we gloss over that shit because he got a good job and he worked for so-and-so, or she does this and, you know, she's a lawyer or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, we gloss over that shit. And this is why we're talking about these particular categories on this particular day, is because this is what, these are turning points in relationships that fracture relationships, or they build trust, or they, you know, or there's a lot of different ways that this shit could go.
But a lot of times you don't really see that until you're really in a working relationship with somebody.
That's true.
It looks fine on the outside. You have your house, I have mine. And then once we're meshed, we have, you know, joint accounts and so forth. Like, you know what? This fool can't even balance a checkbook.
But I'm saying that's why you don't fuck around and fall for the banana.
So you probably did all the things that you said earlier. You made, you know, wise choices and discernment, all this. You did all right, check. And then now, boom, rubber meets the road. Wow, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there are varying levels of to improve. How do we improve? And I think those are some great steps in a pre-stage. Once you're in it, once you're working in a marriage or a tight relationship, whatever, and it's long-term, you know, I think those premises still are relevant. They're relevant points that you're making, regardless of what stage. But I just want to make a comment.
I understand what you're saying. It's like if you're down the road, you're talking about you down the road.
If you're down the road.
All right, let's talk about down the road. You know, then we're going to let the fans go. Down the road, you have emotion. You know, down the road, you have, you know, a connection of the hearts and the minds, you know, a union of spirits, if you will. All that other cheesy shit that people like to meme about on social media. Right.
Right.
So, you in a relationship now. Right now, this is what I'm saying. Because you remember we had the top 10 things men do or women do to drive men away.
Right. Right.
And what was my answer to just about everything? Leave. Right. but seriously, at that particular point, man, you're going to have to take control of your emotions and make smart decisions that are void of emotions. And
I agree.
And this is the thing, man. And I'm going to say this, and I want motherfuckers to hear me loud and clear. The reason why people stay in fucked up relationships, I don't care if it's man, woman, gay, straight, doesn't fucking matter. This is a human deal. And I need y'all to hear me really, really clear on this shit. Listen to me very, very closely. You got to take control of your emotions. You have to take control of your emotions, especially when dealing with another human being. and how the behavior of that other human being affects your existence. I don't give a fuck if y'all got the same last name or not. You have to take control of that shit, and you have to make the proper decisions that benefit you. If you are dealing with somebody that is not cognizant of how their behavior affects you or your existence as a unit, you need to make a decision that is best for you. And when we talk about emotions, and I need y'all to hear me on this shit, emotions always, and when I say always, capitalize that shit, bold it, like, you know, I'm hollering, okay, I'm screaming in text right now. Always, in an interpersonal relationship, take you to a place where your fucking common sense does not sustain you.
Logic cannot exist with emotions. They're separate.
Like I said, that shit takes you to a place where your common sense can't sustain you. And so you have to master your emotions when it comes to relationships. You have to.
And it's hard work.
Man, that's hard work, man. That shit is the most difficult. It's the most difficult thing in the world. Now, how women handle it and how men handle it,
that's a whole nother.
It's a whole nother episode, because I think that the toxicity of the male ego manifests itself in a whole lot of shit that we need to devote at least an hour and a half, 2 hour show on.
And
you know what I'm saying, it's not pretty.
And we all deal with ego. Ego is, in my definition, just your lower nature. And your animalistic nature, right. Self.
Is you walking things around, that keep you grounded. It's walking around with your pants unzipped and your dick out. That's your ego.
Yeah, things that keep you grounded to earthly things, too. So a lot of times we're tied to things that and not to our higher self. So I agree with you, man. We need to detach from those things that really cause stress, frustration, and agitation, man.
Right.
And things that bring you down, and if that's attached to a person, that person in your life, your significant other, then you need to do some reevaluation.
Right, I'm throwing that shit off a bridge. Fuck that shit.
I mean, regardless, if you've married for,
figuratively speaking, of course,
20 years, 2 years, or 2 months, I think that's when you have to look. I mean, you know, going back to what we said, it really is about you and being truthful. You've been married for 50 years. You know what? Hey, you know what? I'm a different person right now, or this is what I need in my life, whatever that looks like.
Right. And
be honest with yourself.
Speaking of 50 years of marriage, man, I always, you know, I used to joke, like, man, you hear about somebody married 35, 40 years and they getting divorced.
Right.
I don't make fun of that shit.
I don't make fun of it
because when you think about that shit, you be like, yo, I spent the better part of half of my life or whatever, and I'm willing to walk away from this shit. That shows you that they at least have an understanding respect of what's for good for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody
had to have enough respect for themselves, if not both of them, to walk away.
Right. And another thing, man, and this is going to be funny, and I never thought that I would, you know, be quoting Culture Club on the show.
But Boy George.
But on some real shit, though, man, another thing, and I was just going to end it at emotion. I was just going to just kind of end it there. But another thing that is really a mirage or an illusion to people. Then, you know, again, we've moved on to where we're saying we're down the road in this relationship thing now, right? Time. And you remember that Culture Club song? We was like, time won't give me time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because time makes lovers feel that they got something real.
Uh-huh.
But you and me, you know, they got nothing.
I thought you about to sing, do you really want to love me?
Do you really want to hurt me? No, I wasn't going to sing that. The wedding singer shit.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But seriously though, time is an illusion. Time makes you think that you have something that is not there. Because when the time has passed and it's not backed up by the actions that show the purity of the love that you have or your partner has for you, you have nothing but flip pages of the calendar.
That's true.
All you got. And that's what I can't tell you how many times I've seen on Facebook that, you know, somebody said, oh, you know, I've been with my baby daddy for so long. You know, we got time. We 7 years in. Yeah, but he smacks you in the face every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, so, or you know, you see a dude be like, yeah, I mean, you know, wifey, you know, I got wifey, you know what I'm saying? We've been together 11 years. I'm like, and you still ain't married her. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's,
right.
You know, we got enough baby daddies and baby mamas. You know, we need more wives. We need more husbands. We need more healthy relationships that build our community. So, you know, if any young people, especially, you know, because older people kind of get it now. They're kind of snapping out of that shit. But any young people out there that are listening to this shit, man, don't let the amount of time that you spend with some dumbass, you know, make you feel obligated to stay in a situation just because you've invested an amount of time. Because what you don't understand is that if you spend 10 years with somebody and you're, say, for instance, you're 25 and you spend 10 years with somebody, those 10 years are going to pass whether or not you with that motherfucker. So 10 years from now, you're going to be 35, regardless of whether you're in a healthy relationship or not. So you might as well, in the words of Lil Duval, live your best life.
Yeah.
We're going back and forth with them.
Man. Stop going back and forth.
So it's like time is nothing. Time is nothing unless you exhibit the behavior and put forth the effort to solidify and edify the relationship that you're in. If you are not doing that shit, you are wasting your fucking time. You're wasting your fucking time. And that's what I need our brothers and sisters to understand. The things that we're talking about, man, we're talking about communicating your expectations, being straight up. Don't lie. Don't fucking lie. If you just won't ask, say, hey, I just won't ask. What about you? I'm telling you, you win more of those battles. We talked about that shit before. You win more of those battles than you lose. You win more of those. Are you a real player? If you're a real player, just tell a woman, hey, look, I really just want some ass. If you can't go up and tell a woman that, you are not a player. Turn your card in. End of story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Number two, choosing wisely. You know, interview these motherfuckers. Interview these dudes. Fellas, interview these women. There are just as many dysfunctional women out there with issues, broken homes, daddy issues, mama issues, as there are men. Don't own those motherfucking problems as a gender, as being a male gender, saying that we're the only people that are out there that are fucked up. You have the right to choose to make the right choices just as much as a woman does. I strongly encourage women to delve a little bit more deeply, since there are more of us than you, delve more deeply into it. Well, I'm sorry, since there's more of you than us, delve more deeply into it to find out who the fuck boys are. You know, we talked about that shit too. You know, be more discerning. Check the red flags and don't ignore the red flags. You know, a dude's going to tell you, he's going to show you he ain't shit. Don't ignore that shit. Fellas, she's going to show the behavior that you don't want. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like somebody that's gossiping all the time.
Right.
Or that has a habit of jumping from dude to dude.
Thoughts.
If you don't like a woman that's got a high body count, that's your choice. You know what I'm saying? But it's her choice to have a body count too. Understand that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, don't hate on the chick because she got a body count. Don't try to shame her because she got a body count. But if that's not what you want to deal with, move on. Don't spend time trying to bring her down and make her feel like she's something other than a person who has the choice to fuck whoever she wants to fuck. Because that's the bottom line. Move on from it. You got the choice.
Keep going.
You know, lastly, govern your emotions. You have to govern your emotions because, again, emotions will trick you. And they take you to a place where your common sense just can't hold you up. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
They will fuck
emotions,
you up.
Desires, all that stuff is just going to leave you.
And the bonus, don't get caught up in that time shit. Fuck time. Because time is fucking you. That's why you get wrinkles. That's why you get gray hair. That's why your back hurts. That's why your knee hurts. That's why your feet hurt. Because time is fucking you. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Father time. Father time.
That's the cap.
That's what I'm saying is father time.
You cap that a different way.
I'm just saying. Father time is in your ass right now. So you might as well enjoy what the fuck you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You might as well be spending it with a person that is going to bring you joy. That is going to bring out the best in you. Somebody that you can compliment. Somebody that can compliment you. It's really, I mean, black people, man, it is really time out. This playtime shit with our relationships is bent over. It's been over. Y'all need to really wake up on this shit. You know, so if you've invested the time of somebody, okay, and this shit's still not working out, move the fuck on. You can't get it back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like women, you can't take the ass back from that you gave from the dude. You know what I'm saying? Just move on. It's like, you know,
they are in court, they doing
you know
it now.
I mean, I'm clowning this shit, but you understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't get the ass back. You know, it ain't like the ass is appreciating. You know what I'm saying? It's not an investment. Your ass is not an investment. You know what I'm saying? You know, so
depreciating assets.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, you know, and fellas, your dick is not gold. You know, it's come on.
Shit, who are you talking about? Nah. But anyway, I hear you. No, yeah. I mean,
those are just
straight up points, man.
Yeah, those are just really simple things that if you try to apply them to, you know, especially if you're single and navigating the world as a single man or a single woman. Man, that shit is like a fucking
good luck.
I mean, that's just like American Ninja Warrior. You know what I'm saying? it's crazy, man. So, you know, I mean, you know, good luck to everybody out there, man, trying to find that special person, man. But don't be no goddamn fool for no dude. Don't be no damn fool just because a dude looks like he's successful. And fellas, don't be no fool for no chick just because she's cute. You know, I know a lot of crazy ass cute chicks.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of them, bro. I know a lot of unbalanced ass, you know, ain't got two nickels to rub together, sleeping on the air mattress with a motherfucking milk crate for a nightstand chick.
Right.
But they cute.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, so.
People fall for different things, man. You know what I'm saying?
Don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
Fall for the. For the looks and the glitz and the glamour. But I agree with your points. I just quickly say humility. Sort of humble yourself through those processes. Be honest with yourself.
Can I say I disagree with that before I
being
let you
humble?
I kind of disagree with that shit. And I'm gonna tell you only from the female perspective. And the reason why I say that is because women need to toot their horn as loud as possible. And it's not because not to attract us. I'm not saying toot your horn to attract people. What I'm saying, when we talked about the patriarchal society that we live in, the accomplishments and the value of women have always been depressed. At this particular point, you know, I don't want any woman that is going to be just going to try to reduce herself. I don't want the humility. I want the ego. I want you to know that you the shit. I want you to show me you the shit. I want you to, you know, to motherfucking moonwalk across the stage, you know, do a pirouette and get up on your toes and go hee hee.
But that's preference. That's just preference. That's your preference.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, okay.
Humility I'm just saying. I know what you're saying. You want a certain type.
I
want
to see your shine. That's a certain type. I want to see your shine.
You can be humble and shine. I mean, okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Just look at leaders. You know, like
you're right.
You know, Malcolm was more aggressive than King. So humble doesn't mean that you're passive and weak. But I'm just saying, yeah, just have humility as you deal through a relationship with somebody. Not be a humble necessarily. You know. Like I said, meek or whatever,
right?
And someone can run you over.
Right.
Make your conversations constructive. Just ask yourself: is this person going to provide a am I going to have a constructive result talking with this person? I know that sounds very somewhat like structured to say it that way, but if you think of constructive versus non-constructive in terms of dealing with people, what am I getting out of this? Is this going to waste my time? Talking about time, is it going to waste my time or is this going to value my time being spent? I would say. And then I think the overarching theme is about being yourself, regardless, just being yourself, being true to yourself. And, you know, I think those things definitely you will improve in any relationship. Like you say, man, woman, regardless of your sexual orientation, etc.
Right.
Gotta be yourself.
Gotta be yourself, man. You gotta be yourself. Live authentically. People love authenticity, man. I love authenticity. I try to be as authentic as I possibly can with dealing with people. And I purposely try to surround myself with people that live, you know, their authentic lives as well, you know, no matter how flawed they may be. So those are definitely some good points, man. We're going to go ahead and end it right there, man. We appreciate y'all checking for the players today, man. And we hope that we gave you some insight. And, you know, hit us up on the text line, man, 704-946-6060. Let us know what you thought of this particular episode. We appreciate all the feedback that we get. Once again, 704-946-6060. You can hit us up on our social media platforms at ICBW Podcast, at ICBW Podcast. Also, check us out on the website at ICBWPodcast.com, man. Hey, we appreciate y'all checking for us today, and we'll holler back at y'all real soon.
Be good, be safe, and behave, y'all.
Hey, we out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. Expression Reds, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass justice has the fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say, and since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.